We're talking with Shannon Phillips from the Oklahoma Conservation Commission, and Shannon, you've been very much involved with these efforts of the non-point source pollution reductions for nutrients in our streams. You've worked hard in trying to identify which streams need to be worked on, and give us a little bit of an overview of the body of work that resulted in this second year of being the best nutrient reducer.
Well, this is an estimate of a number of the impacts of a number of programs, including locally led cost share programs, priority water shed cost share programs that include money provided by EPA, as well as a measure of poultry litter transfer that happens out of some of our poultry producing areas and moves those nutrients to other watersheds where they can be more safely used. Right. So this is a summary of all the nutrient load reductions to water that happens as a result of those practices.
Which streams are we talking about that were kind of targeted this year, or were there any targets?
This is really an effort statewide. And so although there are some priority watersheds where there are more intensive efforts like the Illinois River, Anuchi-Spavinaw, Grand Lake, the North Canadian River, this includes estimates to all the streams and rivers across the state as well.
Let's talk about the actual reduction. How much, as far as when you start talking about numbers, how did we stack up?
This is from phosphorus. We contributed about 2.4 million pounds of phosphorus reduction to streams, and then about 2.6 million pounds of nitrogen reduction to streams. So this is compared to EPA's goals for those programs, which include 4.5 million pounds of phosphorus and 8.5 million pounds of nitrogen. So we really helped the program meet more than half of its phosphorus goal and at least 20% of its nitrogen goal.
What's the, how do we stack up in our efforts this year versus, say, the numbers that we were working last year that where we claimed number one as well?
I think that our numbers are really fairly consistent. There's not that much difference. And I think what that shows is that our programs are continuing to work and be effective. We've come up with, we certainly haven't done everything that we need to do. But comparatively, the programs that we have in place, the investments that we're making are really paying off and continuing to do so. And this really, it's the second year that we're top number one, but we've been in the top five for a number of years now.
So what remains to be done?
Well, there are certainly water bodies that need to be cleaned up. There are other people that we can continue to work with and provide support to implement conservation practices. We still have a number of streams that remain on the 303D list. We have a number of water bodies that provide drinking water to our communities that have too many nutrients. So we have to keep working on those because we're not finished yet.
Right. When it comes to translating that into some agricultural conservation practices, what sort of practices are most effective in helping us achieve these goals?
The practices that are really most effective are anything that we can do to naturalize along water bodies, okay? And so to create a natural buffer in between a stream or along the edge of a field, that natural plant community really helps filter out those nutrients. So practices like riparian buffers, also things like no-till planting as opposed to conventional tillage, that really helps keep from disturbing the soil surface and keeps those nutrients out of the water bodies.
I guess maybe some fences for livestock?
And fencing and anything we can do to improve the quality of pasture that we have and the vegetation height and consistency that's on the ground is something that's also going to have a big impact on water quality.
You mentioned poultry litter a little bit earlier on. How are we doing in successfully moving that poultry litter away from some of these more sensitive streams?
Well, we have a great deal of support in doing that from the poultry integrators themselves. They provided a great level of a foundation of infrastructure network that really helps maintain that. But in some of our most critical poultry producing areas, like the Illinois River and the Uchi-Spavinaw watersheds, we've reduced poultry litter application in those watersheds by 80 to 90%. So it's been a very effective program, and that litter is moving, for the most part, outside of poultry-producing watersheds in this state.
Shannon Phillips with the Oklahoma Conservation Commission. She is their Director of Water Quality Programs. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.